T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're joined on the line now by Carl Calabrese, GOP strategist, talking about, well, the president, his response to Charlottesville, and how we move forward, both in politics and as a country. Carl, thanks for joining us. The president on Twitter this morning, ripping into Lindsey Graham for a statement he released yesterday, also the fake news media. How do you think the president is moving on from the controversy surrounding his remarks over the past few days?
Well, it doesn't look like he is moving on. It looks like he's engaged in this fight now, and that's kind of typical Donald Trump. You know, the one thing of Donald Trump, some people say it's a blessing, some people say it's a curse, is the man doesn't back down. He seems to like to fight, and when he does engage in a fight, he expects to win. And so you see this, you saw it throughout the campaign, you're seeing it in the first 7-8 months of his administration, and I think we're going to see it for the entire 4 years. Now, to his detractors, they detest this aspect of it. To his supporters, they love it. Republicans for many, many decades have just, you know, been very discouraged by the lack of fight in Republican leadership. And Republican Party elected officials, that as soon as they get attacked, especially by the mainstream media, they back down, they cower, they apologize. Lots of Republicans have had that up, you know, right up to their top hair of their head. And that, along comes Donald Trump, feisty, gloves off, and frankly, they love it. So, again, if you're a supporter, you're saying hurrah. If you're a detractor, you're saying, you know, how are we going to get through the next three plus years.
You know, Carl, it almost seems, you know, when you're watching some of the news the last few days, it seems like part of the country's unhinged right now over this. But we're really talking about the fringe, right? The fringe left and the fringe right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think the media is unhinged. I mean, you watch some of the coverage, it's just over the top. They really are unhinged. I think that's a great word. But we are talking about the fringe. I think the great middle of this country understands that there are crazy people on both sides, and that that's a real problem, and that the president addressed that. I mentioned it yesterday about the violence that's going on, that has been going on from the left, whether it be at college campuses or when world leaders get together to speak about economics, or the fact that you had a left-wing zealot go to a softball practice of Republican congressmen and with a rifle, and one is still in the hospital recovering from wounds. So there's lots of evidence of violence on both sides. I would frankly like to see the president do a national address to just calm things down and to talk about the goals that all Americans share and the goals that he would like to implement as president, and just to put a damper on this, because this is very unsettling to have, as you say, people unhinged, full of hate, both sides looking for a fight. And this is the role of a president to speak for that great middle, to say, folks, let's keep our eye on the big picture here. Let's agree to disagree on things, but let's understand that there's a process, there's a way to do that, and there's any movement towards that line that says violence is okay from either left or right is absolutely unacceptable to me as president and to the American people.
If most Americans don't live on the fringe, would you agree? And if so, why does it seem that politics seem to live on the fringe, or that the fringe seems to dominate our political discussion?
Well, I think there's a lot of reasons for that, Randy. Both parties now, this has been an issue that has been discussed for amongst political scientists for a while, and that is that there doesn't seem to be a middle in either party anymore. That the right on the Republican side and the left on the Democratic side have come to such prominence that the middle has been essentially shut out. And what's happened is congressional districts have been put together and apportioned in ways that have concentrated those kinds of voters. So Democratic representatives in Democrat districts are being driven by that left fringe, and Republican congressional members the same thing on the right. And that because of that pressure, the fact that the congressional districts have been cut in ways that have essentially taken out the middle, that you don't have that pressure anymore. So Democrats and Republicans aren't hearing from that middle. And, you know, my old saying in politics, when only one side fights, it usually wins. If a politician is only hearing from one side, they tend to accommodate that view. So if you've essentially taken the middle out of the equation from both parties, that's what you're seeing play out in the halls of Congress and other legislative bodies around the country.
All right, that's Carl Calabrese. Carl is with Masiello, Martucci, Calabrese and Associates, a Republican strategist.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.